This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. The controversy over oil development in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge has long been framed in the national media as oil industry versus environmentalists. The debate came to a head at a public meeting and news conference in Anchorage on the plan to allow oil leasing in the refuge. Elizabeth Harbaugh from Alaska's Energy Desk discovers that Alaska Native voices provided passionate testimony on both sides of the issue.
Throughout the hearing, an organized group of drilling opponents held up signs and bandanas saying, "Defend the sacred, protect the Arctic." Leaders with Arctic Slope Regional Corporation also spoke out. ASRC is a major proponent of oil development in the refuge. Flanked by supporters in Alaska's oil industry, ASRC held a rare press conference outside the hearing, waving signs that said, "We stand with Kaktovik, Open Anwar, and It's Our Backyard." Kaktovik leader and whaling captain Glenn Solomon spoke at the press conference.
"We love our people, we love our culture, and this is our fight. We're making a stand. We stand strong. We're tired of being silent, you know. It's time to make a stand."
The village of Kaktovik is in the refuge, and Solomon said oil development will bring jobs, training, and infrastructure to his community. ASRC Chairman Crawford Putkatuk also spoke, praising the current leadership in Washington, D.C.
"Thank God for our federal government, especially President Donald Trump, who has stood behind us."
As Putkatuk was finishing his remarks, an Alaska Native woman attending the meeting began speaking over him.
"Too long. It's been too long. Some other people would rather see us in poverty and without. This is our opportunity to enhance the lives of our people. Thank you."
It culminated in competing chants, the woman versus a large crowd of ASRC leaders and supporters saying 10:02, referring to the part of the refuge where it's now legal to drill. The woman's name is Natasha Gamash, and she is from Nome. In an interview after ASRC's press conference, she said she disagrees with the idea that oil development helps all Alaska Native communities.
"We have lots of examples throughout the state of villages where they don't have access to running water, where their villages are being washed away through erosion because of climate change. I think of Nutak and them having to move to Murtarvik. Is ASRC paying for their move? I don't think so."
The public comment period has been extended to March 13th. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage.
You can read this story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.